95.5 PLJ, Scott and Todd in the morning. Busy day here at the Broadcast Center. Not only we have got the latest showbiz news, Cooper's all over that. We got this new radio station. We are simulcasting. So we're on two frequencies around New York. I don't know if that's, has that ever been done before?
Yes.
It has?
Sure.
Well, not two FMs, I don't think. Lately.
Lately is the key word.
You got AM and FM.
Mm-hmm.
What is that? The fan.
Well, you know, with the HD signals, too.
Right. Yeah, you can count those, I guess.
It happens. It's fairly common.
It's the first time for us to be on two FMs in the same general market.
At the same time.
Yeah.
It's exciting. I'll tell you that. I'm just jacked. You're sneezing.
Excuse me.
God bless you.
We have 94.7 FM carrying the big show this morning. And we're trying to help our mother company come up with a new format, a new kind of radio station. And, well, you got a few of the notes this morning. A lot of people.
Yeah, they're hitting us up on Facebook and Twitter with a lot of, I guess, all sorts of
fringe ideas, or are some of them good?
Alternative rock.
Alternative rock has come up. Country has come up. There's some who requested an old 80s music station.
How about this, Todd? How's this sound to you? A Studio 54 station. Isn't that like KTU used to be?
Yeah.
They did that. That was pretty popular for a while.
That was when Joey Reynolds was over there, I think.
Joey was on KTU?
Briefly.
Deborah Smith tweeted, how about oldies but goodies? You could just put, you guys could just pop over
there. Move right over there. I don't know if that's going to fly.
Here's one station, one lady wants to do an Ed Sheeran station.
Play
all Ed Sheeran songs.
Like one song.
That doesn't work.
Well, kidding me.
Just different versions.
No, he's got more songs over there. You can bring him over here.
What's the profit margin on a station like this?
Probably not good.
I don't think that's what John and Lou have in mind.
No.
They're the guys that run the whole operation.
So we shouldn't bring that to them in the meeting?
No, don't send that in the meeting. Don't do that. We're going to convene and bring the ideas that we've come up with. We talked about an all-comedy channel all day long, running comedy cuts. That didn't go over so big, just in this room. What else you got, Todd? Another suggestion?
That's about all I see on here.
A lot of country. A lot of country. A lot of country,
yeah.
Rock and roll, like alternative
60s, 70s.
Yeah. So you can go to our Twitter or Facebook page, tell us what you think we should do with the new frequency at 94.7
FM. What about an audiobook channel? Just have people read books.
Yeah, that's
not very good.
Did you hear the reaction it got? I think those are the ratings it would get.
All right, good.
And then Tommy went down the road. Tommy was a young boy, his face all full of anticipation.
That's a good idea.
That's
Cooper.
Awesome. So I would totally listen to
don't
that.
Don't put that on the list, yeah. I don't think.
Don't put
I always wanted to do that. I always wanted to read
you
a book.
You could do that.
Nobody ever asked me.
You could do that. Somebody.
Look how good that was.
I could do a lot of things, but nobody ever asked me. I'm available, you know, all day. I'm done here, 10 o'clock.
How about a phone scam? You're available for that, right?
Gotcha.
Pay attention. We got ski lift tickets.